The Headline Challenge. BBC Tees.
And here is Peter Barron, editor of the Northern Echo. Hello, Peter.
Morning, Ali. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well indeed. Very well. Looking forward to the challenge, as I always do. So a quick reminder again of the story today is...
OK, it's about a pet chicken called Sarah, and she has swallowed a £300 diamond earring belonging to her owner, Claire Lennon, who lives in Newbury.
Yes.
And they're going to have to wait 8 years for Sarah to snuff it before they can get the earring back.
Right. A very patient owner, some would suggest.
Yeah.
And your headline is...
Diamonds are for feather,
for feather, we've struck the spot there. Oh. Diamonds are for feather. Thank you, 007.
Thank you.
Peter Barron. Who's chuckling in the background there? Anyway, so we've got diamonds are for feather for the Northern Echo. Sarah.
Yeah, I think it's been a difficult one today, but we've had some good offerings.
Maybe I used to have a chicken named after you.
It could be worse.
She does cook quite a bit, doesn't she? She does
Right.
Right.
Okay. David says a poultry scoffering. All right. Christopher says Sarah. Yeah. Okay. Craig says.
Are you all right there?
They're not all as good today. Craig says earring like a headless chicken. Gordon says jewel in the bile, which is quite good.
Oh,
it's lovely, isn't it? Oh. Eric says expensive chicken feed. Yep. Eileen says pet tea theft, because it was a pet, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Alan says her time will come, but we're going with this one from
which
Alan.
One?
From Alan, it's a very good one. I like this a
Go
lot.
Go on.
Diamond gizzard. Like diamond gizzard.
Diamond gizzard.
Yeah.
Ooh. BBC Tees breakfast.
Not sure about that, mate.
It's very good.
Diamonds are for feather, Northern Echo. Kerry Arbiter of all things fair.
A gizzard being the lining of a bird's stomach? I think it is. Tease today.
Diamond gizzard. You've won a point for diamond gizzard. I've never heard anything like it.